been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday. It's the pre-Labor Day weekend edition. I got to believe volume might be a little light tomorrow in the market. No volume on Monday, but today we got a pretty good start to the market so far. The Dow up 94 points right now, which puts it at 35,408, about 200 points below its all-time high. Over at the NASDAQ, we're up 47, 15,358. That's a new all-time high. The NASDAQ has just been on fire. Just looking at an early glance through a lot of charts, I would say Netflix is the stock of the day there, NFLX. We have the Russell 2000 up 13 points right now, small cap index. In fact, it's doing the best of all right now, up 0.6%. And the S&P is up 14, new high for the S&P 500, 45.38. How long will I be saying another new high? Well, not forever. We know that. That's why we're always looking in the rearview mirror. We're always looking at valuations. We're always looking at the economy. We're looking at earnings expectations going forward. Always got to be wary and watching in the rearview mirror, as I say. Crude oil, big day there. What is going on there? $70.24. I got to believe that's Hurricane Ida. Big long lines in Louisiana trying to get some gas. That's why I say a couple of five-gallon jugs in the garage that you rotate is not a bad idea. Gold down $1.70, 18.14. Silver down 25 cents, 25.93. The 10-year, very quiet, very, very, very quiet, 1.29. Bitcoin not quiet. It's hitting 50,067. It's up 25.97 today. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show, where we are seeing new highs across the board, not completely across the board, but for the NASDAQ, for the S&P 500. These are all-time highs, and we're seeing the Dow up, but not at its all-time high, just a few hundred points below it, just a few hundred points below its all-time high. We had a decent day yesterday for the NASDAQ. I want to say the NASDAQ was up about 50 points yesterday. The Dow, however, had a bad day. Oil is seeing a big spike upwards today. I did see some lines on TV down the block waiting for gasoline in that New Orleans, Louisiana, Mississippi corridor that was hit by Hurricane Ida. I always say a little emergency preparedness and having, you know, maybe 20 gallons. I don't know. It's up to you. Maybe you drive an electric car. I don't know. But it's always good to be able to get out of Dodge if you need to. You don't want to be in that long line of for gas the day of the hurricane, the day after the hurricane. You want to have something before the hurricane hits. That's just my advice. Well, like I say, it was a pretty decent day for the NASDAQ yesterday, but it did back off quite a bit towards the end of the day. You know, we had a fresh breakout on Apple yesterday, but it did back off. I would say today, the stock of the day for me so far, in looking at the chart, there's a couple of them. I would say Netflix for sure, NFLX, which goes along with my theme of big tech, reliable tech, dominant tech. That seems to be what the market wants right now. And, of course, during the show, I always talk a lot about what the market doesn't want right now, and you have to assess that yourself to see if you're in a lot of stuff that the market does not want. It's better to be in what the market wants. Just from my point of view, Netflix having a very good day today. I would say the other stock of the day is PWR. And I was reading the description. I know this stock, but here's what the description is, and you tell me why it's having a good day. It's Quanta Services. They provide specialty contracting and related services to the electric power, gas, and oil and pipeline industries. I got to believe their phone ringing off the hook down in Houston, Texas, to try to help get that portion of the country back up and running, those refineries, the electricity, and on and on and on. And it seems like PWR is right in the middle of it. I'm also seeing some pretty good action today in the cybersecurity stocks. They have probably been one of the leading sectors in the market. They're, of course, in the software sector. There's a lot of different subdivisions within the software sector, right? Microsoft is a software company, but it's a desktop software company. You have cloud software companies like ServiceNow and Salesforce, etc. You have software enterprise software companies, but one of the hottest neighborhoods of that software industry, cybersecurity, one of them reporting earnings today, Okta, O-K-T-A, which is a smaller one, but that's lifting some of those in that group, like Palo Alto Networks, etc. I continue to like that sector myself. A little bit of action in the medical instrument sector also today. All right, well, we are now underway, September. We're underway in a new, the quarter will end in 28 days, the third quarter of 2021. And we'll be watching those forecasts, see if they rise, if they're lowered, and, of course, then when the sector ends, in a couple of weeks after the sector end, we start seeing the actual earnings compared to those forecasts. The financials continue to be pretty soft, I would say. The banks, not an area I'm interested in, especially with interest rates back down at 1.30. The heavy construction, the industrials, the Caterpillars of the world, big oil, etc., not been a very good place to be. There's some talk now that all of this infrastructure money may be deployed sooner rather than later, with the impact from Hurricane Ida. We'll see. You know, I can't say that the infrastructure stocks are a great place to be invested right now. The jobless claims came in pretty good, actually. 346,000, somewhere in there. Yesterday we had the ADP jobs report. Sometimes there's a big difference between the ADP jobs report and what I would call the real jobs report, which comes in tomorrow. You know, those we had a really bad month 2 months ago, then we had blowout numbers last month. I really don't know what to expect tomorrow when we get the non-farm payrolls report, but the jobless claims were good. And the Challenger job cut report was just 15,000 this month. That's the lowest cut in 24 years. So that's good news. But the labor market still very, very tight. How tight is it? McDonald's franchise in Oregon hiring 14-year-olds amid a labor shortage. There's a picture on Seeking Alpha. They have a big banner out front. Now hiring 14 and 15-year-olds. This is in Medford, Oregon. They are allowed to legally work a maximum of 3 hours on a school day and 23 hours in a week in the state. But this is some of the worst staffing issues that America and, you know, cities around America have ever seen. Other restaurants are also dipping into the pool of younger employees. Texas chain Lane's Chicken Fingers has been promoting some 19-year-olds to management positions, making over $50,000 a year because of a shortage of older, more experienced staff. How about that? A 19-year-old ordering me around while I'm trying to dip them chicken nuggets in the batter there, you know? According to some experts, hiring teenagers could be a smart strategy to help restaurants survive. It's a really tough time and for staffing. Why wouldn't you try to figure out how to hire people? And you've also got Walgreens and CVS raising minimum wage to $15 an hour. Maybe I should put in an application down there. Well, that's the state of the labor markets. Tomorrow, of course, we get the non-farm payroll reports. I just say this, there's a lot of mediocrity out there in the markets in the way of stocks. We try to focus on what I consider to be the best stocks now here on the Best Stocks Now show. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now show. Dow up 86, NASDAQ up 33. We've lost maybe a little bit of air out of the gains of the market since we opened up the market. Well, I talk a lot on this show about momentum. Momentum can be described in several ways, I suppose. Alpha, you know, how much is the sector, the market, the stock outperforming, you know, the averages. That's alpha. The trend, a very strong uptrend in a chart is momentum. And relative strength is also a very good measure that I use a lot of momentum. It compares the stock's performance versus all the other stocks out there on a relative basis. And a strong relative strength number means it's outperforming most of the other stocks out there. Now, having said that, momentum went out of style very quickly back in February and March of this year, but it has resumed. And it has been said that the trend is your friend. So let's just take a look back at August, at what worked in the market. I know, I'm in it every single day. I know exactly what worked in the market in August. And the question is, will it continue into September? Well, a trend is considered to be in place until the trend is broken. So the trend that's still in place is this, okay? Let's begin with the general concept first. Studies have shown that one of the best predictors of stock price performance is recent performance. In other words, if a stock has been performing lousy, it's considered to continue to perform lousy. And if a stock has been performing well, it should continue to perform well. There's a greater chance that a good performing stock will continue to do better than the market than a poor performing stock. In other words, what worked recently is most likely to keep working. So what worked in August? Well, I would say momentum stocks definitely were the place to be, not value stocks. Okay, value stocks would be your banks, a lot of your financials, IBM, AT&T, big dividend yielding stocks, low PE stocks. That was not a good place to be in August. And as we've started here the first 2 days of September, it's not a good place to be in September either. Also, I would say that, I mean, value stocks didn't get clobbered, but the worst place to be, Seeking Alpha is saying it was buying stocks with high leverage, meaning a lot of debt. I would just say companies that are out there on the frontier of maybe having earnings someday, maybe being profitable someday, I consider that also to be high leverage. They have high leverage, I call them high hopes, but nothing in the way of reality yet. Now, also, I would say, just from watching my BestStocksNowApp.com, that the top 500, the top 400, I would say it's been a very narrow move in the market. If you use my BestStocksNowApp.com, you don't have to move much further than the top 300 or 400 on a daily basis. In other words, the good news is you can eliminate about 5,600 different stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, etc., that are mediocre. And the market is chock full of mediocrity. There are so many stocks and ETFs and mutual funds. I say to myself, why would anybody own that? It's just garbage. But you know what? Everybody, there's obviously a market for all of these stocks. They trade on a daily basis. There's people buying garbage. There's people selling garbage continually. And sometimes my best stocks now turn into garbage, right? There's no guarantees. That's why I'm always an active manager and not a passive manager. But definitely those top-ranked stocks pretty much led the market in August, and they're continuing to lead the market through the first few days of September. I would also say that it's been a market that has favored big, large caps, the Netflix, the Apples, the Microsofts, the Amazons, etc. And if you look at some ETFs that are style ETFs, the Momentum ETF, the symbol MTUM, was up 4.4% in August. That was the biggest ETF winner by style. And down at the bottom were the value and low volatility, which is also another value ETF style also. And as far as the sectors go, well, you know, I would say that tech on a large basis, and then if you get more specific in tech, I would say semiconductors, I would say software. Those are usually the top sectors in the tech sector. They're the fastest growing sectors. The worst sectors back in August, the oil and gas sector. Now, they may get a little boost now. You had Hurricane Ida. You got oil prices moving up. But I don't think that's a permanent thing. That seems like a temporary thing. I think all the travel stocks, bad place to be with COVID heating up again. Restaurant stocks, anything, anywhere where there's issues with mask and people being afraid to go, travel, vacations, etc. I would just say that, you know, the fintech has been good, financial technology, companies that are changing the way J.P. Morgan and Citigroup and the old dinosaurs do business. I'm talking about the PayPals and the Squares, etc. That, to me, has been the best place to be. But you know what? I would stay. The first thing I look at when I see a company reporting earnings in the news, making it, whatever the news is, I look at the rank. And I can immediately know whether to follow up on it or just say to myself, and this is what I say most often, it's just another mediocre stock that I have no interest in. Now, yesterday was very unusual in that I would say the sector of the day were the Chinese stocks, big tech, big stocks in China. But I think you know the story there with the China crackdown, CEOs like Jack Ma disappearing for months at a time. You know, it has its days and the value appears to be good. I saw very good charts in Tencent Holdings yesterday and Alibaba. And Weibo, JD.com, all the usual suspects. But I've just lost my confidence in China and what they're going to do. Now the next move, they're supposedly going to start cracking down on their healthcare companies in China. And you want to invest in China? Well, it had a good day yesterday, and I saw some huge buying there, especially in Tencent, Alibaba, and JD. I'm going to watch from the sidelines, okay? When we come back, let's step away from the mediocrity and try to find some good stuff This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now show. Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now show. Well, we also have to consider the risk, as always. The trend is your friend, but there's always risk to that trend. Valuation risk is a big risk. Tax hike is a big risk out there that we have to watch. A recession would be a major risk. Rising interest rates, that's why we have to watch interest rates so closely. Some sectors benefit from rising interest rates. They're not rising now. They're stuck at 1.30. But if they were to start rising again like they did in February and March, we'd be in trouble with the high P.E. tech stocks. And on the other side of the street, the financial stocks would benefit from rising interest rates. And I would say the last thing, this COVID-19 is still something in the air, COVID-19. It has not left our land. And now I worry, I guess, about it continuing to morph into variants. The WHO warns of a new, not Tommy, right? Quadrophenia and all of that. The World Health Organization warns of a new COVID-19 variant with potential to evade vaccine-driven immunity. The World Health Organization says monitoring a new coronavirus named MU, isn't that micron symbol, MU, which according to the agency has the potential to escape the immunity gained from COVID-19 vaccines or natural infection. Well, there's another one to worry about when you wake up tomorrow and say, what do I have to worry about today? The variant first detected in Colombia, South America, has a constellation of mutations that indicate potential properties of immune escape. Okay, we got to keep our eye on that one. Government also is always a risk. Doubt the Department of Justice prepares to sue Google for antitrust over ad business. And the reason I say government is a risk, look what China did to their stock market. They absolutely slaughtered it. I don't know if it was intentional, probably, you know. They don't want private companies that are more powerful than the Chinese Communist Party, or they want their palms greased. I don't know what the reason was. But they cracked down hard with ridiculous regulations that just pummeled these companies. And, of course, you know, we have sabers being rattled at a lot of the big tech stocks, like Google. But the Dow Department of Justice is preparing to sue Google for antitrust over their ad business. Their ad business. Okay, now let's just talk for a minute before we get to the equities market. What about the bond market? What does the bond king say? Not James Bond, no, Bill Gross, bond guru. He says bonds are trash now, joining cash. He says interest rates have nowhere to go but up. Well, I totally agree. But we're referring to bond funds. He ran a bond fund, the PIMCO Total Opportunity Bond Fund, which became the biggest mutual fund in the world during the big run in bonds for, 20 years as interest rates went down, down, down to 4,000-year lows. That's right. You can look it up in the cuneiforms of Egypt, if you don't believe me, the catacombs of Egypt. In the mummies in their hand, they had papers, papyri with interest rates back in those days. Well, okay, you know, and it's like I said, if you're going to own and be in the bond market, own individual bonds and hold them to maturity. A bond fund, you don't have that that luxury to be able to hold those bonds to maturity. You're at the mercy of interest rates. So anyways, that's what Bill Gross says. Bonds are trash now. Okay, Apple. Apple has been the stock of the last few weeks. It looked to me like it was breaking out, getting ready to break out. It did. I believe it's now the biggest market cap company in the world. You know, the late Steve Jobs should be proud of his little company that he started with Wozniak in a garage many, many years ago. Now, the Apple Watch is going to have a lot of new features. Fertility tracking, okay, and fever detection, all right, sleep apnea detection, blood oxygen, and helping to identify diabetes. It's called a wearable technology device, right? And there was a kind of a craze there for a while in wearable technology. That kind of died out, though. And in fact, there was an ETF called Wear, W-E-A-R. I still have the T-shirt. I had them on my radio show several years ago. Now, they've done really well with their other ETFs, many of their ETFs, that's Amplify. But the Wear one, I think they shut down. Okay, let's go back to fintech, all right? A lot happening in fintech. What is fintech? Fins to the left, fins to the right. No, it's financial technology. The financial world is changing. It's becoming a cashless society. We have a little duo that we like to go around and watch around town here. They play a lot of our favorite music, you know, Eagles and things like that. And I noticed last night, yes, they have the big jar for tips, but they also had a new offering. You can scan any one of four apps. It was Venmo, it was Square, it was PayPal, and one other. And you could pay the tip by scanning the app and putting in your tip, downloading the app, putting in how much money you wanted the boys to have. Well, you know what? I mean, these fintech companies, now you've got PayPal and Robinhood duking it out. PayPal wants to offer stock trading. They're offering cryptocurrencies. Now, 2 days before you get your paycheck, they'll pay you, these two companies, Robinhood, for a fee, a little fee, a payday advance, get your paycheck early. The big holy grail, it seems like, in the biotech sector right now, the one that they're really, obviously, last year was the vaccine, but it seems like they're making a lot of progress on Alzheimer's. Today there's a stock in the news, Inmune Bio, INMB, is currently up about 8% on 6 times normal volume. Stocks like that I put on my watch list, okay? INMB is today's biotech mover of the day, as they are getting some good news. You know, obviously they're a long ways from ever having anything. They're in phase one trials, but trying to slow down the onslaught of Alzheimer's. The Garbage Patch, Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, Slam SPAC, is said to end talks to take Panini Group public. Oh, boy, am I disappointed with that. I just say there's going to be a heck of a lot of lawsuits with those SPACs. Slam getting slammed again. SPACs were not a good place to be. All right, now we've got some earnings. Smith & Wesson beats by 31 cents. Smith & Wesson, what do? I go immediately. I look at its current ranking. 1,418. 1,418. Not a stock I'd be interested. ChargePoint gains after boosting revenue outlook. Now, this was the kind of stock that worked last year. Speculative stocks that might have earnings someday. Well, ChargePoint, which is probably them and Blink are the two big players in the charging stations. ChargePoint is ranked number 5,581 in the Best Stocks Now app. Boy, that sure makes it easy for me. It's quick. It's down and dirty. I get it over with, and I move on to the next one. And here's more bad news for these charging companies. Shell Shell, Royal Dutch Shell, plans 50,000 on-street electric vehicle chargers in the UK by 2025. This is going to be a very, very competitive business with low profit margins. I'm just saying, you do what you want to do. Another stock that worked last year, wrong place to be this year. We talked about Zoom Info the other day, or Zoom Technology. How about Chewy? Chewy was in the right place at the right time with all mail order goods and goodies for your animals, for your pets. But it got up to an astronomical valuation, Chewy down 8.6% today. Chewy has been a high-ranked stock recently, but there ain't no way I'm buying a dog food stock with filet mignon P.E. ratio. What do I like right now? More on that when we come back. This is the Best Stocks Now show.
You know, we dropped our connection here, so I am on the cell phone here for the final segment of the show, but that's cool. The market has picked up quite a bit here since we started. The Dow's up 150 now, and moving high, it's at 35,460 right now. And here and there, nothing really standing out a lot, other than Netflix having a huge day. Another big day out there. Okay, what am I going to do for a VC stock? I'm going to do two really quickly in the time that I have remaining. I really continue to like the cybersecurity sector. One of them reported things yesterday. KTA, Okta, headquartered in San Francisco. As of yesterday, my app stock was ranked for 184. Now, having said that, you know, I've been with the macro outlook of the overall market, right? And I publish that in my newsletter every week, which you can get 2 free weeks. From the macro outlook, I looked at the asset class, gold, bonds, cash, stocks, cyber, down into sectors of the market, or maybe even style, reflation, momentum, value, et cetera. And then from there, I
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.